ஸ்டாக் டிஸ்ஸஸ் அண்ட் ட்ரேடிங் ஆன் ரோக்கோ இங்கிலீஷ். ரோக்கோ ROCCO, ரோக்கோ ROCCO, இங்கிலீஷ் ENGLESE, இங்கிலீஷ் ENGLESE, இங்கிலீஷ். டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இஸ் 11/23/35. Date of visit is 2/15/23. Please make a copy of this for Dr. John Simonides. Simonides, S-Y-M-E-O-N-I-D-E-S. Expiry, dear John, thank you for sending Rocco English for valuation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next, history of present illness. This is a 87-year-old obese male who has a past history of smoking, has previously been noted to have COPD, and has been on Spiriva inhaler on a daily basis. The patient has an occasional cough, shortness of breath with exertion, also has had leg edema and chronic lymphedema of the left leg. He has gained weight over the past few years and has trouble ambulating. He is not on any oxygen, and he does live at an assisted living facility. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for hypertension, history of coronary artery disease with stenting times 3 in 2019, and history for CABG times 4 more than 25 years ago. He also had a abdominal aortic stent for aneurysm. The patient had prostatic hypertrophy and needed a suprapubic catheter, which was later removed, and he had a prostatectomy done. Denies history of cancer. He denies sleep apnea, but has never had a sleep study. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 38 years, drinks alcohol occasionally, and he is retired and was a computer programmer. Next paragraph, system review. Family history. The patient's father died of a heart attack. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue or weight loss. He has had cataracts removed and denies glaucoma. He has no dizziness but has some hoarseness. He has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. He has no asthma or hay fever but has wheezing and coughing spells and shortness of breath. He has abdominal pains, heartburn, and constipation. He also has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains, but has some leg swelling. Denies depression or anxiety. He has bruising, and he has muscle stiffness and low back pains. Denies headaches, seizures, numbness of the extremities, or memory loss. And denies skin rash or itching. Next, med list included atorvastatin 80 milligrams HS and Brilinta 60 milligrams BID, HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, and Spiriva 1 capsule a day. And next paragraph, physical exam. This obese elderly male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure, 118 over 70, pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 184, saturation 97. HE and diathermocephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the answer is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is obese, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, coronary artery disease. Number 4, history of CABG times 4. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. And number 6 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. He will also get a CBC and a complete metabolic profile. He will continue the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Weight loss was discussed. A polysomnographic study will be arranged as an outpatient. And a follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Patient will also use Ventolin HFA 2 puffs QIDPRN. Thank you. Copy of this for Dr. John Simonides, MD. Thank you.